So if you are a Google Advanced subscription user, if you're a fan of Gemini, if you are a fan of Gemini, you've likely beaten us to the punch here before recording this episode tonight, trying out this new model. But for the AI marketing navigators out there, on the off chance that this is the first you're hearing of it, this is another new model day. So another tool in our tool belt. Again, we are behind by a day, but for now we have another tool to try out. And for now, Google is also back on top of not only the AI world, but if you are on top of the AI world right now and your name is Google, then you're basically on top of the tech world. So at least until tomorrow or the next release from one of these AI companies, Google is once again king. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today with a pretty quick-hitting episode, but we are one day behind the huge news that we have a brand new AI model from Google, who is now back on top of the AI dogpile with Gemini 2.5 Pro. This represents another big leap forward in AI capabilities, just like every other single new release that we talk about. This new model, Gemini 2.5 Pro, is designed to ensure enhanced reasoning and performance across a variety of tasks, all the ones that we're used to hearing about, especially coding, science, and math. The release of GPT 4.5 recently, we kind of saw a bit of a shift towards the emotional intelligence, the EQ, but it looks like Gemini 2.5 Pro is still very much focused on the STEM side of things, coding in particular. Right off the top, as far as availability, you will have access if you are a user of the Gemini Advanced subscription, so you do need to be a paid user, and it's also accessible through the Google AI Studio as well as the Gemini app. Okay, quick rundown of its new features and capabilities. Again, it's focused very much on reasoning and thinking, incorporating the advanced reasoning that's going to allow it to go through this traditional steps and thinking or cognitive process that we've come to recognize in these reasoning models, enhancing its ability to handle complex problems through this sort of simulated cognition. It also boasts a super impressive context window of 1 million tokens, and apparently it will soon be increased to 2 million tokens. So that's going to allow it to handle massive data sets, multimodal prompts from many different types of inputs, so text, audio, images, video, or very importantly, entire code bases or code repositories. And as we just mentioned, it's going to be multimodal, so capable of handling work across various data types. When it does come to the coding, the early feedback is that this model really excels at creating web apps and coding applications that are not only visually striking, but apparently have agentic capabilities as well. So those agentic capable apps are something that it excels at. And this is according to some information coming directly from Google on their post about this, linked in the show notes, of course. Now, let's talk a little bit about the bottom line when it comes to these models, the performance on the benchmarks. Gemini 2.5 Pro has emerged at the top of the LM Arena leaderboard, indicating that it is highly preferred by users, and that's essentially what this leaderboard is ranking, human preferences of AI interactions. On top of that, it's also leading in several of the math and science benchmarks, the GPQA, the AIME, without relying on traditional techniques, apparently, things like test time techniques or majority voting, which was a new one for me that I learned about tonight. It's somewhat simply defined as a technique in post-processing that kind of takes a bunch of possible outputs or decisions, as I understand it, and essentially votes on them to make them the most reliable output. Again, you do need to be a paid Gemini Advanced subscription user in order to have access to this new model right now. It's part of this new Google One premium AI package from Google that they're trying to kind of bring in all of their AI products under together. And I think it's really a great deal and hugely valuable for what you're getting from Google at the $20 per month price point. Looking forward, we can expect the capabilities of this model and all of the other models, I think, under the Gemini umbrella to merge together, as they've mentioned that they're looking to do, into this unified intelligence experience, at least as much as possible for the Google environment. So if you are a Google Advanced subscription user, if you're a fan of Gemini, if you are a fan of Gemini, you've likely beaten us to the punch here before recording this episode tonight, trying out this new model. But for the AI marketing navigators out there, on the off chance that this is the first you're hearing of it, this is another new model day. So another tool in our tool belt. Again, we are behind by a day, but for now we have another tool to try out. And for now, Google is also back on top of not only the AI world, but if you are on top of the AI world right now and your name is Google, then you're basically on top of the tech world. So at least until tomorrow or the next release from one of these AI companies, Google is once again king. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.